Be somebody you want your mother to date. Be somebody you want your daughter to date. Your sister to date.
Okay. You know, so we talking the realness.
Be a player, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, keep it player. At the end of the day, I'd rather fight my friends than a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Me and my homies, hard body like me. Like, you get to talking crazy, come, I'm gonna pull up on you. I'm gonna come see what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But after we get this, that, and get that out the way, we gonna go eat.
Right.
Yeah, it's good. Next day, tomorrow, I'll see you in the morning.
Right.
We're gonna go hoop. We're gonna go work out. So I was a product of the system. You know, I made my mistakes. I've learned from them, but I still get faced with it. You know, still places I can't go, things I can't do, people I gotta check in with. So even when you're free, you know I'm gonna be free.
What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of BET Talks. I'm your host, Mia Bell, and today's guest is known for his melodies, his storytelling, his community give back, and we're here to talk all about it. California Players, that's how we doing it today, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome, Kaylin, for real, for real.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Welcome
Thank
back,
yeah,
Kaylin.
It's nice to be back. Nice to be back in New York. Yeah, nice to be back at BET.
We're going to have a little fun.
Okay.
Play a little game.
I always want to play games.
I know. We know.
All right, what's going on?
Yeah. Now, this is called This or That. Yeah. Now, I'm going to have to go Atlanta versus Compton. We know that you moved to Atlanta for a little bit to get the music started.
Yeah.
And we know Compton is home.
I'm going with Compton.
Okay.
LA,
and tell us
sure.
why.
This is home. This is no place like home. I got so many memories of who I was before, who I am now. You know what I'm saying? You get the replay, and then the fact that you can still be, like, accepted in your hometown, a lot of people ain't got that. So, yeah, like, I could go stand on a block all day, go to the chicken spot, hang out, and you know what I'm saying? And then hop on the freeway, go back to the burbs where I live now.
Mm-hmm.
So, be out the way, and ain't nobody gonna look at me no different. So, it's respect.
LA all day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to music, we hear the melodies all up and down.
Yeah.
The project.
Mm-hmm.
Are you an old school R&B lover or new school R&B fusion with some hip hop?
I'm an old school R&B lover.
No way.
Sure. Yeah, nah, for sure.
Who definitely. We listening to?
Man, Stevie in the Morning.
Come on.
Man, I love me some old school R&B.
All right.
Jodeci, Silk. I'm off all that. My playlist is stupid. It go crazy.
I believe
yeah.
you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, what about when it comes to your music? Hurt. Versus California Player.
Ooh, that's a hard one. I'm gonna go California Player. You know, Hurt, I ain't hurt no more. It's over with. It's good.
Mm,
yeah.
Because I feel like on this album, you sound very happy.
Yeah.
We have disc one and disc two.
Yeah, I was vibing the whole way through the project. And actually, I started a whole another project before I made California Player.
Really?
And then like halfway into it, dude, I left the studio one night and I was listening. I'm like, it's not what I want to talk about. Like, mm-hmm. it's not what I want to do. I was actually working on, like, Hurt 2.
Really?
Yeah, for a very long time. So now I was like, man, it's getting hard to work on this project. And I couldn't figure out, like, why it was hard. And I'm like, I'm not hurt. There's nothing to be hurt about. Like, I'm talking about the total opposite of the life I'm living right now. I don't know. I'm just making music. So I just kind of got back in that bag, started living in my moment. And that's what California Player came about.
I love that. Mm-hmm. What would you say this moment is for you right now,
Great.
California Player?
I'm just enjoying life.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it for what it is, one day at a time.
When you say player,
mm-hmm.
we know the definition of that, especially when it comes to LA standards. It means real. Stand up guy, you know?
No,
somebody
for sure.
who's going to stand down on everything that they say.
Yeah, it's characters.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And tell us about yours.
I'm a mean what I say type of guy,
uh-huh.
say what I mean type of guy. And I'm a realist. That's probably the hardest part. I'm probably one of the realists because I'm an Aries, you know?
Yes.
You could get into that.
If you pull up our last interview.
Oh, we the
my
best.
God.
We honestly keep all the other signs aligned. We the ones.
Aries,
yeah.
men,
the best.
Trouble.
Somebody hurt her.
And an
he was
Aries.
An Aries. I'm catching the stray for my boy right now. Wherever you at in the world,
hey.
I'm catching the stray for you, my dog. Don't even trip.
It's all right. We done moved on. We happy, too.
We happy.
Come on.
Look, absolutely.
Real happy.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Absolutely. uh-huh.
But definitely keeping in player in
yeah,
all ways.
Sure. You can't be out here embarrassing women. You can't be out here embarrassing yourself.
Right.
Being a player dude at the end of the day is just, to me, it's just keeping it real. In any type of sport you in, anything you're doing when you're a player, you got to watch film.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay attention to what's going on around you. In the way to be an elite player, to strive, you know what I'm saying? You gotta know what's going on the field,
mm-hmm.
know what's going on the court, wherever you at. So when I just apply it to life, just being a player, you just gotta listen to the signs, you know what I'm saying? You know, y'all be doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, you know what a woman like. You hear what a woman want, you hear what a woman like, you hear what women need. You heard what's not cool. And be somebody you want your mother to date. Be somebody you want your daughter to date. Your sister to date.
Okay. You know, so we talking the realness.
Be a player, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, keep it playing.
Now, when it comes to your surroundings and the people that you have around you, mm-hmm. during the happiest moments that you're living now and yeah. being able to give us through the music, what does that look like?
Yeah, I feel like I went through a lot of trial and error with that. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of people around me for different reasons I come to understand. And then I feel like it's also growth, because you could be somewhere in your life where you're not as accepting to people.
Right.
Or you know what I'm saying? Or you can be avoided to people and then vice versa. You never really know what somebody got going on, and I feel like it's just energy changes. And you know, when you start meeting people and getting around the same people with your energies, you just gotta be a sponge. You know what I mean? You gotta be willing to accept people, because I got realer friends than I've had, that I've met in the last few years than I've met in my whole life.
Wow.
And they've been a lot, you know what I'm saying? I see a lot better qualities than them. So just because you know somebody and been friends with somebody, it doesn't make them a good friend.
So quality over quantity,
no,
too.
No, for sure. Definitely spend a lot more time with a lot less people nowadays.
Yeah. And what about your male friendships? I feel like for mm-hmm. black men in particular, that I don't know, because I'm not one, if yeah. it's harder for you guys to be open with your friends and really give them, like, you know, good character evaluations when it comes to the things that they're into or doing. Or what is that like for you?
I don't think that's true.
No?
I think, I feel like men, we know a lot of people. Being in certain places, we gotta network, we gotta be around a lot of people, we run into a lot of people, we have different friends for different situations. I might go to the club with these people, I might go to the gym with these people, but that don't make them my friend. You know what I'm saying? That's not, you know, I'm my confidant. That's some, and then sometimes you don't want to open your way of thinking to people because they might use it for wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean? But with my friend group personally, it's about accountability.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Holding ourselves accountable and being cool to each other. Holding ourselves accountable and what we doing with our families. Holding ourselves accountable to what we doing at work, what we got going on, you know what I'm saying? And if you're willing to share, then you got to be willing to accept what people are going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like, you're going to bump heads, but at the end of the day, I'd rather fight my friends than a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know at the end of the day, it still got love. Like, me and my homies, hard body like me, like, you get to talking crazy, come, I'm going to pull up on you. I'm going to come see what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But after we get this, that, and get that out the way, we're going to go eat.
Right.
Yeah, it was good. Next day, tomorrow, I'll see you in the morning.
Right.
We're going to go hoop. We're going to go work out. So, like, my grandma used to, y'all go fight then. Fight. Mm-hmm. Y'all mad at each other. Me and my cousins go fight. And y'all come back in the house, y'all better shake hands. Or I remember fighting my little cousin. My auntie put us on buddy system. We walking around the amusement park holding hands. You better not let his hand go. He's going to tear you up. I'm like, man, y'all shouldn't have been fighting. But I get it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them qualities got taken away from, you know what I'm saying, the youth.
I think that's important, especially for you to say, you know?
Sure, you gotta shed the light on the stuff that's important.
Of course. And then on the other end of your music, I think that's what also allows you to have so much fun with the melodies and, you know.
Be real.
Right.
Yeah.
So what is that like when, you know, people are introduced to your music and hear that you are having fun on the tracks? Because when you're looking on the exterior, it is hard body.
Nah, for sure. A lot of people be surprised, like, I can't even count on my hands how many times people thought I was gonna be short. Yeah, like majority of the time, everybody think I'm gonna be short, like a little dude, you know what I'm saying? They see me, they be like, where Kaylin at?
Right.
Like, what's up, bro? I'm Kaylin. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nah, so I kind of look like a rugged rapper, but that's just where I'm from. You can't change where you're from, product your environment. I just love melodies. I love R&B music. I love talking to women. I was raised by a woman. I understand women, I feel like, a little differently. I pay a little bit more attention. So just expressing the things that I've been through or the things that I've heard or how I feel, just how I see it, it's all your story.
Can we get a lot of your story on the project?
Oh, yeah.
You said that you were making it single.
Yeah.
And you sound single on the project. We got Nympho.
Yeah.
We got Had You.
Yeah.
And If I Die Tonight, the things that you're saying on there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I did say some things.
You said some things.
Yeah, 1,000 bad ones at my funeral.
Yeah.
Don Julio, I'm still a Julio.
So that's how you want to do it? That's how you want to go out?
That's just where I was. You got to just go with the reality you faced with today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if I was to go right now, that's just how it would have been. 1,000 of them, front row.
How does being single in this space of music kind of help you really tap into your creatives?
You don't got to really worry about what the next person think or what the next person gotta say. You don't gotta go home and argue after making a song or anything like that. So that's just dope. And then I was just a lot more focused.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I had more time to focus on myself, to focus on the music. You don't have to worry about anybody else's emotions, the pressure of being in a situationship or in a fake relationship. Like, I mean, like, you could tell by the music, I was in plenty of situationships, but, like, it was no pressure, though. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to lie to nobody. You ain't got nothing to do but just be yourself, you know?
And just seeing you mature musically also, and of course in your life as a man, I think is really cool, the evolution of it all. Now, when you think about the future version of you, what is that like?
More albums. Probably drop a few more albums, but they're gonna sound like amazing. I'm getting more open to working with artists, understanding what that was. At first I had like a fake little chip on my shoulder because coming into the music industry, you're not a music industry person. You know what I'm saying? So you don't understand the things that come with being in the music industry. It was really hard for me to adjust to being in the music industry when I had gained so much success from just being myself.
Right, and being so real.
Just being real, yeah. Like, I just wake up in the morning, I'm finna make a song today. I'm finna make a song today, I'm finna do this. I don't care nothing about the backstory. I'm not thinking about what the song's gonna do 5 years from now. I'm not thinking about how I'm gonna perform it. I wasn't thinking about anything like that. And I feel like when I started adding that pressure onto myself, I didn't understand that I needed to add that pressure onto myself. And then I began to understand I needed to. And then it was just learning that. And I feel like I'm blessed to have still been able to sell shows out and sell records and stuff like that, even through my learning process, you know? So just going through those stages and being able to get to this stage, I'm not gonna say that I got it 100%, but I'm somewhere like in the 90s.
Yeah. You know what
I'm
saying?
I'm getting there, and just the future is, it's no telling. I just hope I'm around, and I hope people still love my music because I'm working hard. One thing I wanna do, I wanna move off the map.
Yeah? Like, another country?
Nah, not even that far, like just in the dunes somewhere.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I wanna move like in the sticks. And, you know, build a big-ass studio so I could be as loud as I want for as long as I want and really embrace myself and embrace my sound and stuff like that. I'm kind of, like, into the forest right now. I don't know where the hell I developed that from.
But all of that, I think, is important only for sustainability and, being able to do things outside of the resources they gave us.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. You got to pay attention to where the world is going.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The world is changing every day. It's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world.
Especially in California.
What? Tell me about it.
Are you paying attention to just politically what it's looking like in these different communities?
In a sense, I try to stay tapped in because, like, I'm in the community.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I try to do things to help the community. Like, I just had my annual Two For Real Day where we have a backpack giveaway. I throw a concert. We feed kids all day.
This was the fifth one, right?
Yeah. So we've been getting at it for years, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. The other night, I was in Atlantic City. I went to the Reform event.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I talked to Meek. I was telling Meek about what I had going on and just listening to everything that he was doing, just him putting that event together with Jay and Mike. I was just extremely inspired. And you know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, I'm excited to get back home because I just got, my wheels are turning right now.
Yeah.
And there's so much more I want to do, so much, many more people I want to help, like fight the system. I've been in the system myself, you know? That's how I even got started making music because I was a product of the system. You know, I made my mistakes, I've learned from them, but I still get faced with it. You know, still places I can't go, things I can't do, people I got to check in with. So even when you're free, you're not really free. You know, so being able to help the next person or giving a person understanding and stuff like that. There's so many smart people that's lost in the system that can, that can do so many beautiful and amazing things. They just don't have the chances or the resources or opportunities to be able to have a chance. You know what I'm saying?
So, and also understanding that it's not their fault.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. It's definitely like, I will say that you have to take responsibility for the things that you do in life 100% of the time. But in rehabilitating, you deserve a fair chance.
Yes, rehabilitation, especially after all of that conditioning.
Yeah, now if you do the crime, you pay the time, but when you get out, you shouldn't still be paying the time because that's only gonna cause you to do more crimes because you can't fend for yourself, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to live in this world.
So not only, you know, the street knowledge, but kids with special needs.
No, for sure, I love them.
Yes,
I love
and
them,
you know? Have always been amplifying, you know, your mission and making sure that they're seen.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
This was gonna be one of your paths if it wasn't music.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's still my thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm not shying away from it. Like I said, like my wheels are just turning. I'm inspired right now. I'm learning other ways to do more. I'm meeting other people that have the same interests as me, you know what I'm saying? And more resources, people that have done it for years and years and years on the come, so.
Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
And music is one of the outlets that you're using to kind of amplify all of the other things that you have going on. Right. What would you say as far as entertainment goes that you see yourself tapping into too? Acting?
I can't really talk too much about it, but I'm gonna be in a movie soon.
Yeah?
Okay. That's coming out soon. Actually not a movie, like more so like, it's like a movie, but it's a couple parts in a movie.
Like a series?
Okay. Yeah, a series, yeah.
Nice.
So I'm actually gonna be in one of those soon. And I'm interested in doing more, mm-hmm. more and more. I've been writing a TV show like the last couple of years that I've been working on about me and my friends. It's called Janky Homies.
Okay.
So, it's about four or five friends, and their friend becomes a rapper and how their lives change.
Okay.
Because their friend's a rapper.
I love that.
I want to get into everything. You know, so I've been painting. Mm-hmm. Doing art, getting more into art. This is my clothing line I have on me and my business partner.
I know that's right. Come on, Kaylin.
I've just been putting things together. It's called Internet Ruins Things. Mm-hmm. You know, this is going to be our fall drop, inside out denim, the wool sweater.
That's dope.
Yeah, just trying to be involved in as many things that I can get involved in. Like, we have this program where we be teaching kids music and stuff like that. I did a lot of volunteering this year and teaching kids how music relates to English rhetoric. Mm-hmm. So I went to a few schools, I went to a few high schools, and just helped kids understand that even when you're not making music or learning, you need to learn to make music. English probably was one of my favorite subjects in school. I remember when I started liking English, I had horrible grades up till English, till 10th grade English, because we started reading the Odyssey.
Okay.
I fell in love with Greek mythology then. So understanding that is more to the world than just what we get presented with.
Yeah, and that has a lot to do with the internet, and you said the internet ruins things.
Ruins everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It could be some scroll up, your girl get mad at you for nothing you ain't never did in your life. It ain't got nothing to do with you just because she think you might do it because she seen it on the internet. Your day's over, bud.
So, oh my God.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
How do you balance things out as you're working on the clothing line, you're working on community initiatives, music? What are you doing on your downtime?
I'm enjoying everything that I'm doing, so it doesn't feel like work. The downtime isn't really downtime. I would rather be, if I wasn't doing it and getting paid for it, if it wasn't my job, I would be trying to make it my job.
Right.
So either way it go, I'll be doing it. I don't really look at it as too much. I'm going to the studio. I was going to go to the studio regardless. I go to the studio whether I'm recording or my homies recording. I just like to be there.
You do it for fun. It's your lifestyle.
It's my lifestyle, yeah.
What about health and how you're taking care of your body, taking care of yourself?
I'm down about 15 pounds. I was like, I was just like 220. I was fat. It was bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't looking good. It was hard to get off the ground. I couldn't dunk. But I'm back though. I'm about 220. I will show an ab, but I'm gonna keep it PG.
We'll wait for that. Come on, ladies.
I'll wait for the show and see y'all see it.
You're doing all the things that you're supposed to be doing.
Enjoying it, man.
Yeah.
Enjoying it.
And what about family?
I'm spending time, man. Me and my mom, our relationship's getting even closer. My little cousins and stuff, they all playing sports and stuff now. My little brother, he playing sports, so I'm just going to their games. That's pretty much consumes my Friday. Every Friday, I'm at a football game. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, everything's smooth, man. I can't complain. My dad's healthy, running around. We back building cars. Me and him building classic cars. We got a couple of Impalas.
Nice.
We built it from scratch. We're back riding motorcycles, so.
Finding all of this joy in the work that you do, your family, the space that you're in now, does it make you think about the father that you're going to be, the husband that you're going to be, if that's something that you want, the family man?
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just, got to see when it's going to be.
Aries, you never know with y'all.
What you mean?
Y'all like to choose and pick, and this one and that one, some of them.
If I had to say anything, you're going to find your match.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you meet your match, it's not going to feel like you got to fight. It's not going to feel like you want to pick and choose. You got to be scared to lose. And I feel like that's our biggest deal, is we be scared to lose, and that's why we do so much picking and choosing. Mm-hmm. It's because it's like, if I pick and choose, I know who I'm gonna be like. We loyal to the soil. Like, it'd be hard for me to say no if I love you. I just gotta know I'm not making the wrong decision and who my last decision is gonna be. You know?
Right.
We are very self-reflected. Mm-hmm. So I might not be the right decision for you. So I might need to get out of there. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to hear that.
Right.
You get in there and tell them like, oh man, I'm not no good for you. He ain't nothing. He ain't nothing. He a liar. I'm trying to help you out, but I'll stick around if you don't want me to go nowhere. Like, but it'd be like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Are there any qualities that you look for in the women that you date? I know even with the release of Nympho video, I'm reading the comments and everyone's just like, it should be me.
Yeah.
That's me.
I mean, I just want you to be confident in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful on the inside too. Like, a nice person. good person, how you treat your family, your qualities, and somebody really I could just laugh with, you know, and that understands what I'm doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people want a finished product. It don't always come that way, you know? So just even understanding that you might not be a finished product or I might not be a finished product, but I'm willing to hold it down with you until we both finish products, and I'm excited to see where it's gonna be.
And are we ever finished products
never,
at that?
You should never be done.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what your potential is in your mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, a finished product to me, you could think somebody's everything, and they might think they have so much work to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. But it's just understanding and being able to acknowledge it and be happy. When it's easy, you don't even think too hard about it.
And everything that you're doing, we can feel that it's easy in the
life
that you're doing it in.
For sure, for sure. Like, life is easy right now. It's just one day at a time. Just what I'm gonna do today. I wake up like Phineas and Ferb, which is what I'm doing today. Yeah, so I love it.
Where are you spiritually?
Yeah, I'm Muslim, so you know, I go to the mosque. I make sure I find my way to the mosque as many Fridays as I can to play Juma. I'm just very happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Life not perfect, but I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy with where it's going. I'm happy for what's next. Finally at a space where I'm like proud of myself for the things that I've done. Cause it took me a long time to do that. Like recently, maybe like in the last couple weeks, like just develop this mind statement of that. Like no matter what success I've had, I'm still dope.
Of course.
You know, in a lot of places, like no matter what I was doing, you know what I'm saying? I often question how dope I was because I didn't reach the success levels that I wanted to reach yet. I wanna be the biggest artist ever. You know what I'm saying? And me being hard on myself because I haven't reached there, I often don't shine the light or don't give the credit to all the things that I've done and all the people that I've helped and people I've touched and the things I've bought, the things I've owned, you know, the places I've been, the friends that I have. Like, I be having to forget that, hey, that's not normal.
Right.
You know, so I'm really proud of myself right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So.
And we're proud of you too.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. We are so proud of you, all of the work that you're doing. We're proud to see where you go, and we're here for the ride right along with you, California player.
Come on, keep it playing.
Make sure you guys stream it, and of course, stay tuned because the series is coming out. We're about to see you in a movie.
You see it.
What else?
Everything.
Yeah, you gonna write a book next.
Hey.
Hey. English was his favorite major.
Might have one in the cut.
Yeah.
You
never know.
Uh-huh.
It's Kaylin for real. BET Talks. We are very proud of you, Kaylin.
Thank you. Good living, man.